USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is in session today, and among the things being worked on are President Biden's request for more taxpayer money going to Ukraine, to the tune of $33 billion to help the country defend itself from Russia. Republican Congressman from Ohio Mike Turner on this additional aid package.
Goal here, obviously, is to give Ukraine some relief by having a standoff, both in just the air and in the sea, so that they can lessen the shelling that has occurred of innocent civilians.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Jury selection is on hold in the penalty trial of the convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter. Judge Elizabeth Schreier ordering a delay until next week because the lead defense attorney is sick. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The search continues in Alabama for an escaped inmate and a corrections officer.
An arrest warrant has been issued for an Alabama jail official who disappeared while escorting a prisoner for a psych test at the courthouse in Florence. The inmate, 6'9", Casey Cole White, was scheduled for trial next month on a capital murder charge. Unrelated corrections officer Vicki White's actions have led Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office to issue the warrant. The car they were in was found in a shopping center, and both should be considered armed and dangerous. Anonymous tips may be submitted through the U.S. Marshals Tip app. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street is closing higher after a roller coaster trading day. Stocks rallying late in the session with the Dow erasing a 400-point loss. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 84 points to close at 3361. The S&P added 23 points, and the NASDAQ rose 201. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The mourning continues over the loss of storm chasers in Oklahoma.
Three University of Oklahoma students were killed returning home from storm chasing last Friday. Gavin Short, Nicholas Nair, and Drake Brooks crashed on Interstate 35 near Tonkawa, Oklahoma, when their car hydroplaned into a semi-truck.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Georgia's 2022 Senate race will be a fierce one as Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock tries to keep his Senate seat. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Republican primary candidate and former football star Herschel Walker says he is the only one who can beat Senator Warnock.
I'm doing everything it takes to win this seat because I know I can beat this senator. Senator Warnock, you know, he's going to be tough, but the only one who can beat him is Herschel Walker.
May Day protests get violent on Sunday in Paris. Protesters breaking windows and vandalizing walls outside while demonstrating against the policies of newly elected President Emmanuel Macron. Police had to fire tear gas to push them back. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.